This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, kickball. It's back and being played by sort of grown-ups. We'll go to a game. First, in southeast Michigan, a seasonal rite. The prairies are burning. These are set fires, controlled burns to clear last year's withered stalks and to allow new growth. But you need a crew to mind the fires and make sure they don't run wild. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, producer Mark Brush watched and listened.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
A little dry?
It's pretty dry. It's forecasted, I think, to be like 21% humidity.
Okay.
My name is David Mindell, and I am the burn boss for this project. I'm a contractor that does ecological restoration. The first step is we'll just take a quick walk through and rake some of the fuel around stuff we don't want to burn.
You know, this is the kind of thing that if fire got in here, it would burn for hours and hours and just put out a lot of smoke.
My name's Lee Root, and I just am a burn crew member.
I'm filling up what's known as an Indian tank. It's a backpack frame that has a water tank and a hand pump. So you can see where the blacktop is. If that was our fire and we didn't want the fire to come onto the grass, we would just spray like that, and that would prevent the fire from crossing over.
Well, my name's Ross Orr. I've been working with David for a couple of years, and we're wearing these crazy screaming yellow bodysuits that are flame retardant fabric, and it also just helps keep us cool from the radiant heat of the burn. Big cumbersome helmets with visors that flip up and down.
We'll ignite using drip torches, which are these canisters filled with a mixture of diesel and gas. It's got a wick on the end, a burning wick, and as you tip the canister, it dribbles the gas diesel mix across the wick and trails fire as you go.
Yellow, lots of fire.
Okay, I'm gonna burn it up right next to you, Lee.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
David, Catherine and I are up at the end. I'd say a similar thing, Lee, once you walk down the ridge top and Catherine can follow you. Walking on the east edge.
All right. Catherine, keep coming right around.
Is this one of the crab apples you wanted to save, or they're on the other end?
I believe they're on the other end, unless the crab apples there.
My name's Catherine Marquardt.
Thank you.
And I do whatever they tell me to do, whether it's lighting fires or putting them out. I think it kind of looks like a Dr. Seuss story, actually, sometimes when you burn it and it's all black. You don't get to see this very often. It's very cool. And then it greens up so quickly. That's the other amazing thing, is that if you come back here in a couple days, it's already getting green, so it changes so quickly.
You know, I'm guessing it took probably 45 minutes for the back burn to go a third of the way through the unit, and I think a head burn will run through the other two-thirds in about 3 minutes. Basically just walking around looking for things that are still smoking. Got a juniper that's smoking at the base. And just spraying out the smoldering bits. Burning is extremely fun, but it's also it's a great management tool for improving the ecological quality in natural areas.
A Michigan Prairie Burn from producer Mark Brush. of the Great Lakes Radio Consortium.